During my residence in Cincinnati, I was frequently in the habit of visiting boats and steamers on the Ohio River. As I was fond of looking at them, especially the machinery, on one of these occasions I visited two boats and then a third, which was called the Criterion. The boats lay close to each other, and on board of the Criterion were 30 slaves bound for the southern market. I was standing on the permanent deck of the Criterion when a woman of interest and appearance passed near me, coming from the hurricane deck. I spoke to her and found her name to be Susan Hall, and that she was from the same county where I was born. I had never seen her before, but my mother had often seen her, and she spoke of her to me. She told me that she had two children aboard, a boy and a girl. I asked her if she would like to be free. She said she would like it very much. I had to leave off talking with her then, as the watch was very strict, and told her I had to go over into Kentucky, but would return that same night. So great was my abhorrence of slavery that I was willing to run any risk to accomplish the liberation of a slave. I crossed over into Kentucky and returned between sundown and dark, and went aboard the boat. There I remained until about 1 o'clock, when a woman made her appearance with one of her children. She told me that things were so situated that she could not get her girl without discovery, and we were obliged to leave without the girl. There were two gangways on the boat, one forward and one after. The gangplank at the stern was drawn in, and there was no means of exit from the boat except by the forward gangplank. It was impossible, however, for us to escape at that place as two men were posted with guns as watch. On looking around, however, I found that there was a small boat belonging to the Criterion and the water at the stern. I concluded to make use of this boat for the purpose of effecting the escape. I assisted the woman and her boy into the little boat and untied it from the Criterion. There was another large steamer astern of the Criterion, and I shot the little boat quickly out under the bow of this other steamer and made it appear as though I was leaving the steamer instead of the Criterion. The guards were deluded by the ruse and paid no attention to us, thinking we came from the other boat. The risk, however, was very great. We could see the barrels of the guns glistening in the moonlight. I effected a landing and brought them to a place of safety. Then I returned and succeeded in getting aboard the Criterion again. And in the same manner, I succeeded in effecting the escape of two young men and a young woman. At the time when I effected the escape of the slaves, they were not missing till the next morning. And when they were found to be missing, and the city was thrown into a great commotion, and constables were sent in all directions for the missing slaves, but they did not succeed in finding them, nor was I ever suspected.